אנחנו קוראים מתוך מסמך מקורות בנושא תפיסת המציאות, קטע מספר 142.
We're reading from the excerpts on perception of reality document.
142.
This one is not translated. 142. The matter of attainment of godliness is dressed in many names. Generally, it is called the light of Torah or wisdom, meaning that spiritual pleasure isn't just pleasure, but it's a revelation of the names of the Creator. And by that, and to that we need the lack, which is called vessels and need. And therefore we need an awakening from below, because specifically by our work in Torah and Mitzvot, we attain the vessels called the need for the light of Torah. So a person should be cautious not to be overwhelmed by the descents he receives. Rather, he should learn from it how to appreciate the importance of coming closer to the Creator. As it is written, the light excels from darkness. It turns out that this will be the interpretation of revealing a portion and covering two portions in the work, meaning there are three discernments in the work until we come to the adhesion with the Creator. One, when one is the sacred still aspect, meaning that he works only by action, and that's called one line. Two, when he's shown a portion, meaning from above by way of surrounding light, he is shown what's to be attained regarding godliness. And that gives him confidence that he will attain great attainments. And he'll see that it's worthwhile living for it. And his life won't be like the life of the rest of the people in the world who live without a purpose. Three, then he comes to the third state, which is a descent, meaning he is being requested to reveal the awakening from below. And that state is called covering two portions, meaning not only the state of revelation was covered from him, but now the state of sacred still was also covered from him, meaning that now it is difficult for him to engage in Torah and Mitzvot even by way of action without intention. So it turns out that he now has two covers. One, the revelation of the portion, and two, the state of the sacred still. He used to engage in Torah and Mitzvot enthusiastically, and that state disappeared from him also. And why all that happens, meaning why it now needs to be even more covered than in the first state, called sacred still, the answer is that he will not settle for little and remain as still. It turns out that the revelation of the portion was for free, meaning that he didn't make any action to come closer to the Creator. However, now he's unable to do anything if not by coercion, and so he must think and find counsels for how to work the work of holiness again. Therefore, he must be covered twice. Well, let's move forward.
Excerpt number 151, Arbash Gimel, the order of the work. First, one must believe above reason that the Creator wishes to do good for his creatures. That's why he created his creatures and instilled in them the will and the yearning to receive pleasure. And for this reason, it is only a vessel of reception, since one cannot enjoy something unless he yearns for it. And without a desire, he can receive but not enjoy. Since the vessel of enjoyment is called delight, craving, and so on.
So in our world, it's called to receive. But in spirituality, if you don't have a lack, you cannot receive. You can't convey anything, if not from the will to bestow to the will to receive. Therefore, the reception is only measured by the grace. Mm-hmm. And accordingly, by the delight, and accordingly is the pleasure.
But this should be above reason, because when one looks through his mind, he cannot find the Creator's providence over the world as benevolent. On the contrary, hence they say that one must believe above reason that it's true. And truly, if his providence is benevolent, why is it not felt within reason? And we learn that it is so because of the correction of the bread of shame. Therefore, as long as the created beings do not have vessels of bestowal, they are unable to see light and remain in darkness. When one believes in the good and the pleasure that is found above reason, he reaches a feeling in his reason to recognize the evil within him. Namely, since he believes that the Creator bestows so much good and pleasure, and though he sees all the good above reason, he comes to the recognition, meaning that he feels with all his senses the evil force that is found within the receiver that prevents him from receiving all the best. It follows that his faith above reason causes him to feel within reason his enemy, the one that prevents him from attaining the good. With this reason, and this is the way that he reaches his attribute, in the measure that he believes above reason in the good and the pleasure, in the same degree he can come to recognize and feel his own evil. And this feeling of evil brings him afterward to the feeling of good and pleasure. Contentment, since the recognition of evil in all his senses causes him to correct the evil. And this is done mostly through prayer, that he asks the Creator to allow him complete bestowal, which is called dvekut, adhesion, that by these vessels the purpose of creation will be revealed, namely, that it will not be in concealment, because one already has vessels fit for reception.